Shalom Aleichem to his friends. This year should be a special schus, Lili Nishmas, Hagona Tzadik Rechezkel Yob, and Hagona Tzadik of Yoshua. And it's based on the Torah of Moiv Rabbi, Hagona Tzadik of Chaim Erhar with Shlita, the Sheikh of a Rebbe. This week is the Yortzeit of the Heilig Ateres Yeshua, the Sheikh of a Rebbe, and he was a Tzadik, Yisod Olam, and a Gon Olam. And his kuntris, Derech Malachim, published at the end of Tshuvas Ateres Yeshua, he discusses the din of Lamashcha. So since it's his Yortzeit this week, on Wednesday, Yadalav Teves, it's Kedai to discuss his Chiddush. It says in Chulin Adav Kuflam, Beis Amid Beis, Amr of Chizda, Matnes Kuhuna in Echolos El Atzali, Vein Echolos El Bechardal. Rav Chizda says that Matnes Kuhuna are eaten only roasted and only with mustard. Why, says the Gemara? Because the Pasuk is Lamashcha. And we define Lamashcha as Ligidula, that they should be eaten, Matnes Kuhuna should be eaten Ligidula. In Bechshivus, Kederach Shemalachim Ochlim, and so Paskins the Rambam, 9th parak of Ilchos Bikurim, that Kohanim have to eat Matanas, Sliva Chardal, because it says Lamashcha, Kederach Shemalachim Ochlim, they have to eat it Bechashivus. So the Ateres Yeshua is Mistapek in the Din of Lamashcha. So the Din of Lamashcha, Din that's incumbent upon the Gavra, the Kohen, that he has to eat Manas Kahuna Bederach Gedula, or maybe it's the Din in the Chefta that Kachim have to be eaten Bederach Shel Chashivus Vigidula. And Rav Harwitz Shlita says that there are a number of nafgaminas, whether it's a din in the gavra, the kohen, or a din in the chevtza, the kachim. Number one, if a Yisrael eats b'sar kachim kalim, does he also have to eat them b'tzliu b'chardel, roasted and with mustard as a kohen? Because according to the tzad that it's a din b'gavra, so that's only a kohen. But Yisrael wouldn't apply to him because he doesn't have the cheshivas of a kohen. But if it's in kachim, then it's mistaber that it would apply even to when Yisrael eats it, because the kachim have to be in b'derech cheshivas, then in the kachim. Another nafkamin would be manas kuna that don't have kedusha, and it's amrutal azarim, like Petr Chamor, that they were poda beset, there's no kedusha in this set. So according to the tzad, that it's a din in the chefta, we can say that that's only kachim that have kedusha. But sharm menes kuna that are mutal lezarim, there's no din in the mashcha. But according to the tzad, that it's a din in the gavra, we could be mitzadeh that that's only shaykh b'matnes kahuna when the kohen eats it. That's shaykh when the kohen eats it, and here the kohen's eating it. If the kohen is eating this peter chamor shepadu b'seh. So since the Kohen is eating it, so then it's shaykh to eat it l'mashcha l'gedula. But if it's a din in the kachim, so then in the chefts of the meat, so this is maybe since it's mutter l'zara, maybe it doesn't have a din of l'mashcha, but if the Kohen's eating it, apparently it would have a din of l'mashcha. A raya to be poshet this suffix would possibly be a Rashi in Meseches Bechoros, Chafzayin Amad Aleph. Rashi there says that when you have matanos of b'chor that have kedushas damim, if the kohen wants to sell the basar b'chor or the zroah, the l'chayayim and the keva, the matnas kahuna, he can sell it to a Jew, to Israel, and the Jew lo boi, Rashi writes lo boi le Yisrael l'mechlinu b'tzliu b'chardel k'eche David kohen. So a Jew doesn't have to eat it b'tzliu b'chardel. Look there in Rashi in the context of the Gemara, but the point us, for us it's a clear raya. Look at Rashi, that a Jew, when he eats what he's allowed to eat of the manas kahuna, it doesn't eat it b'tzliu b'chardel. But midivra atoisis b'zvachim ayin heil mitbeiz divra masl b'chor, we can prove that when Yisrael eats matnas kahuna, there is a din of l'mashcha, because they're right there that tmuras b'chor is eaten by a Jew. Just you don't need l'mashcha, since tmuras b'chor is not mimatnes kahuna, mashma, that if it were mimatnes kahuna, then there would be a din of lamashcha even though it was eaten by a Jew. So we could say, v'zeguf v'nechaklu Rashi v'toises, that according to Rashi and Bukhar is the gather of lamashcha is a din in the gavra, and therefore when Yisrael eats matnes kahuna, there's no din of lamashcha. But Tosis holds that it's a din in the chevtza, and therefore even when Yisrael eats matnes kahuna, he has to eat it b'tzliu b'chardel. If it would be matnes kahuna, Yisrael eats b'tzliu b'chardel, din in the chevtza. But according to Rashi, it's a din in the gavra. And therefore, when Yisrael eats matnas kahuna, he doesn't. There's no din of lamashcha. And we can make a gevaldik revach with this, because we will be able to explain Rashi in Chulin Kuflam at Beis Amid Beis, and that it says there, Vamar of Chizda, Chavdal of Manas Kunukal coin, Shein Obaki, Bem Emnos and Lobim Matana. The 24 Manas Kunuk of a coin is not a Baki. You don't give it to him as a Matana. Rashi writes, Shein Obaki, Behen He Achdin Matana, He Achne Chalin, Bigidula. That he have to be a Baki, how to eat it, Bigidula. So it's Muchach that all 24 Matnas Kahuna, there's a din of Lamashcha. And based on what we said, it's Kaftor Referach, it's Gevaldik. Because since Rashi also the din of Lamashcha is the din in the Gavra and not in the Cheftza, so the Gabi Kohanim, this is Shaykh, and all Matnas Kahuna, even those Matnas Kahuna that don't have Kedusha. And therefore it says all Matnas Kahuna coin has to be a bucket, eat them like Bigadula. And this would apply to even those Matnas Kahuna that don't have Kedusha. We said before, Nafkamina would be like Petr Chamor Shepedo Biseh, so that doesn't have Kedusha. So if it's, we said, if the din in the Cheftza, then it wouldn't require the Mashcha Gedula because it doesn't have Kedusha. But if it's din in the Gavra, it would. And the Rashi we proved holds the din in the Gavra. We proved from the Rashi in Bechoros that Yisrael doesn't eat it Bitzliu Bechardel. So it's a din in the Gavri, Yisrael doesn't have to, but a Kohen always does, even if it's Manas Kuna that don't have Kedusha. And that stems very nicely with the Rashi in Chulin Koflamid Beis, who writes that he has to know how to eat the Manas Kuna Begedula, which would imply even those that don't have Kedusha. How sweet it would be to explain now the machlokus between Rashi and Tosis and Yuma and Dafi Dalet Amar Aleph. Rashi writes that the Kohen Gadol whose wife dies on Yom Kippur, even though he has no aninus, because he was already Megarish her, nevertheless, even though aninus wasn't chal, because he was already Megarish her, nevertheless, he is not allowed to eat kachim, because we require Lamashcha derech simcha v'gedula. And Tosi Shanim argues and says, "V'teima, the lo ashkechan haydirasha al kiay gavna, ella al einechol and ella b'tzliu b'chardal." Tosi Shanim says we only find this drasha of lamashcha gedula on eating it b'tzliu b'chardal. But not on stam eating kachim, but derech simcha. Ayin sham in the Tosis Yishanim. But based on what we said, we can explain that Rashi is l'shitaso, that the din of l'mashcha is the din of the gavra, and therefore when the kohen is tarud and he's not sameach, he's not allowed to eat kachim. And Tosis Yishanim argues because they hold that the din of l'mashcha is the din in the cheftza and not in the gavra, and therefore Tosis Yishanim isn't bothered when the Kohen eats kachim bitzar. Because Tosis Yishanim says, hey, this whole din of Lamashcha Gedula applies to Tzli and Chardal, but this doesn't apply to eating it bitzar. Why? Because Tosis Yishanim holds that it's a din in the Cheftza. The Cheftza needs Lamashcha Gedula. But if the Gavra is Tarud, so that doesn't bother us. He can still eat, even though he's tarud, even though he has tsar. But if this is true, then we have a huge kasha. Tistar aleinu kushya gedola, because we paskin that the Karban Pesach is nechal ala silva. And Rashi writes in Psachim Peivav Amir Aleph, Divar Maschalein Maftirin, that the reason it's nechal ala silva is because we require lamashcha legedula kederach shamalachim ochlim, and look in the Rivan Psachim Daf Ayin Amud Aleph and Tosis Dibur Maschil La. But based on what we said, it's a kasha, because after we proved that Rashi holds that the din of lamashcha is the din in the gavra, and memela b'achilas Yisrael, there's no din of lamashcha. So then, why b'achilas Pesach shenecha al Yisrael should there be a din of lamashcha? So apparently we can say that there's a chilek between that Karban Pesach, that the Bailim eats his chilek, that he's zocha mishulchan gavoa, and the case of Bechoros, where it's the Yisrael bought from the Kohen, is Matnas Kahuna. Because we can say that the Torah says there's a din of Lamashcha, that's where he is eating what the Torah was Mizakehim, La'achla Kedina. There the Torah says, eat it b'derech shel Lamashcha. But where the Kohen sold his Matnas Kahuna, Mitzido, the Matnas Kahuna was only Lamaman, it wasn't La'achila, and therefore there's no longer a din of Lamashcha, because Klapei the Kohen of the Yisrael, there's no din Matnas Kahuna, just Stam Basar. And according to this, even if another Kohen would buy the Matnas Kahuna, also for him, there'd be no din of Lamashcha, and that's a Dvar Chiddush. But anyway, we have a chiluk between Korban Pesach and when the Yisrael gets the Matnas Kahuna from the Kohen. If it's a Korban Pesach, it's the din of Lamashcha, because there the Torah was Mizakim, he's eating Mishulchan Kavoa, he has to eat a B'derech Shel Lamashcha. But when the Yisrael buys it from the Bechor, from the like we saw in Rashi and Chulin, from the Kohen, in such an instance, the food was not meant to be kachim, it was meant for mechira. So it's tam basar ba'alma, since it's basar ba'alma, it doesn't have to be eaten. B'derech shel lemashcha, and this would mean also that if another Kohen bought it, then it would also have a din of that it doesn't have to be eaten b'chashivas. Because then it's not omed le matnas kahuna. It only has a din of mamon greda when it was given, when it was held by the Kohen. So, and then sold out mamon, so it wasn't any more matnas kahuna. So memela, it doesn't have a din of lamashcha. So mimotza dvarim, we can possibly discuss that according to this, b'chol karban shukachim kalim, shemevi Yisrael v'nechal Yisrael, so he would have to eat it b'derech shel gedula like the Pesach, because he's zoche mishulchan gavah. Because now we're saying that if you're eating it, because it's your carbon, if you're eating it, the Kohen, the Yisrael is eating what belongs to the Kohen, so then no longer has the chashivas of the carbon, and the Yisrael, the gavra, doesn't have to eat it the chashivas. He's part of Yisrael. But if the Yisrael is eating the kachim kalim that he bought, he would have to eat it b'derech gedula, because again, mishulchan kavoa kazachu. So that gives it an extra chashivus, and he would have to eat it lamashcha legedula, because he's mishulchan gavoa zacha. But we can still say that if there's no mitzvah b'achilasan, you can't command him to eat it b'derech gedula. And shiny carbon Pesach, that there's a mitzvah ba'achilaso, v'ikra la'achila, hupa, and therefore maybe there is a mitzvah of lamashcha. However, l'das Rashi himself in Pesachim n'tesam and aleph dibur maschil b'shar, the mitzvah achilas kachim is incumbent on the Yisrael ba'al ha'carbon. So there's a tzad to say that he would have to eat it b'tzliu b'chardel. In other words, if you say that it's dafka the carbon pesach is a mitzvah b'achilaso, then you would have to eat that, but dafka b'm l'mashchal g'dul, but not other kachim kalim. But according to Rashi and Pesachim, the mitzvah achilas kachim is on the Yisrael b'al ha'carbon, so then it's all karbanos he has a mitzvah b'achila. So therefore he's going to have to eat it, b'derech shel l'mashchal g'dul. Okay, we have more to say in the huge chiddush, and I hope that in the next year we can expand more. And seen a flow from Paris to Shem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.